good morning, everybody, and welcome once again to the American Activist, a weekly radio program coming at you live, actually from northern Idaho, every Saturday morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And my name is Don Harkins. I'll be your host this morning. Ordinarily, I am the editor of the Idaho Observer newspaper. And if you haven't checked us out by now, check us out at idaho-observer.com. It's kind of a long, strange trip that we've been on, and we're pretty well archived and documented there. If you want to see how we've progressed over the last several years, we're in our 11th year now. And we're going to have on the program today a friend of mine. His name is Jerry E. Smith. He's the author of several books of real vast import, I think. And we had Jerry on the program here right around Christmas time or so, and given the nature of the, I guess, the imminence of the threats that are being caused by the subject matter that we're going to discuss today, we decided to have him on again. And when I say that, and I mean it with some real sincerity here, and that is, I think most of us by now have heard that the bees are dying, that there's a mysterious thing called colony collapse disorder, and bees are just, they're not even at home. 80% or 90% of the bees are just gone out of a hive. And then besides that, we've known for years that they've been having trouble with mites in bees' eyes, and there's all sorts of other pathogenic things that are going on in bee communities, which I think in this case are serving as our canaries in a very real, not very metaphoric sense. And why is that? There's several different theories as to why that is, but the truth on the ground here is we've got 5 acres of ground here. We've got bunches of dandelions in a couple of different places, and I've seen a bee on them, just one. I was in an orchard yesterday, and we're in North Idaho, so it's a little bit cooler here. It's not quite as spring-like maybe it is in places that are a little bit farther south. But nevertheless, we've got fruit trees with blossoms all over them, and there aren't any bees pollinating them. And I think that there is a very, very dire threat to our existence here because the bees aren't pollinating. And I don't know, maybe from place to place to place it varies, but I think that this problem is getting rather widespread. And we're going to be discussing some of the reasons why that's occurring today with Jerry Smith. He's the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. It's a really, really excellent book, and what it does is it establishes the bar of what you and I can know about what is happening with regard to weather warfare. And when I say that, weather warfare, it takes on a lot of different dimensions, and primarily what we'll be discussing is this thing that we know about called chemtrails. We're going to get into some specifics of that that are quite fascinating, and then also, which may be the straw breaking our bees' backs here, is the electromagnetic radiation through cell phones and every other, the wireless age that we're in. So everybody, we're going to be back in a few moments. Hang on, and we're going to have callers on the second hour because we want people to get their voices out there. So we'll be back in just a few moments. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is The American Activist, and I'm your host this morning, Don Harkins. And as we were leaving that last break, I left with a rather foreboding sort of foreshadowing of dire events portended here. And while during the break, Ken at the board mentioned that they're in Central Texas, and they noticed lots of bees. So, and they've got peaches coming on and everything. So the problem is maybe not pandemic, at least as yet, but we have noticed throughout the world reports coming in that bee populations are down as much as 80% in various locations. And I think that what we're coming upon here is rather interesting. I think many of you are aware, you've been listening to Don Nikoloff. He's been on Michael Herzog's program on this network. And we've been discussing it in the Idaho Observer this month. We released a story about George H. Scherf, which is most likely the true identity of our German-born 41st president, George H.W. Bush. And by contemplating that material, we can begin to find out that a couple of our questions are being answered, because things don't really make sense. But if you understand that there's been an agenda in place since prior to World War II with regard to the chemical saturation of the planet and the occupation and control that is being meted out in various countries throughout the world on this really strange agenda that is very reminiscent of the agenda that we've been told were held by the Nazis in Germany during World War II, now suddenly things are beginning to make a little bit more sense. And interestingly, too, our guest today, Jerry Smith, a couple years ago, wrote a book called Secrets of the Holy Lance. And that kind of brings the whole Nazi question into the picture in a strange way, strange occultic way also. And so we have Jerry with us today. He's a man who covers many subjects, all of them interesting. He writes extremely well, and he is a guy just like us. He's not a scientist. He's not a PhD of any kind. He's a regular person with a penchant for getting the information and then organizing it in a way that the information unfolds for us and in a language that he can understand. And if he can understand it, we can understand it. Good morning, Jerry, and thanks for coming on the program today.
Well, hi, Don. Good to be with you again. You know, when you mentioned the last time I was on the show, I flipped through my calendar looking it up, and I was on 2 days before Christmas last year.
Yeah, I remember that because at the time I was in Bellingham, Washington, and it was raining like crazy. I just remembered the scene of where we were, and that was when I was over there visiting our daughter at Christmas time. So welcome back. It's good to have you back, and it's also very, I think, important that we have you back because we are coming quickly to a crossroads where the campaigns of these madmen to enhance communications, to reflect sun's rays, to prevent global warming or whatever it is they're doing, is really beginning to come to a head. And I believe that the natural order of things is really becoming interrupted on a very, very foundational level. And so at this stage of the game, I really think it's vitally important that people get up to speed on these issues so that they can begin telling their friends and so on and so on, because if we're going to derail this thing that is going forward like a freight train, then it's going to happen one heart, one mind, and one soul at a time until we develop critical mass to stop these guys.
Yes, indeed. You know, the subject you chose for this morning is both inherent in several of the books I've written and is, oddly enough, what I'm considering writing as the next book, and that I've been watching these strange animal die-offs for, 25 years or so,
right?
As we had the frog mutations, but 20 odd years ago,
right.
and the frog mutation struck me as being the canary in the mine.
Sure,
that these frog mutations were showing us that something was seriously wrong in the environment, and to this day, science has not figured out what the heck it is, and now we're having other species doing similarly strange things. And the bee population has been hit repeatedly, as you mentioned, with the mites in the eyes. What was it, 10 years ago?
I think beginning in the 80s is when we started hearing about that.
Yeah. So there's a number of problems that are escalating. It reminds me of a movie from the 70s that had this long Native American name starting with a K that I could never learn to pronounce that meant life out of balance. You may have seen the film. It was about 90 minutes long, and it was just music and images with no words, and it was a very moving piece.
Gosh, you know, I can't remember the name of it either, but I do recall seeing that.
Yeah, and we have seen for the latter half of the 20th century life increasingly more out of balance, and there is a growing body of evidence that it's being pushed out of balance intentionally by short-sighted and/or evil people.
And it is fascinating how, well, morbidly, I suppose, fascinating how this material, this agenda, this mindset that has gone forward since, I guess, the oil age began shortly after the turn of the last century to present, is there's definitely a mindset of the people who are running the world these days. And it's gone forward in an unbroken chain of events to present. And when you factor in the global elite types, the Project Paperclip guys that came over after World War II from Germany, and indeed the entire IG Farben pharmaceutical chemicals Nazi connection, all of these things do fit. I mean, it's the same group of guys. At the very least, it's the same mindset that has come forward to this point.
And the mindset permeates academia.
Right.
And it's sort of a variation on Manifest Destiny. You know, throughout right up to today, the scientific community has been of the opinion that the Earth was simply too big for humans to affect. And even in the global warming debate today, we have they only talk about the unintended, the accidental, alterations of the climate, and they're completely unwilling to talk about the intentional alterations of the climate.
Right.
And indeed, the American Meteorology Society insists that there's only very small areas in which small amounts of things might possibly maybe be done, and yet we see vast things happening. And this is one of the things that has bothered me since I started writing, that the scientific community believes that humans cannot affect big systems, and then they go and affect big systems and go, oh, gee, I never saw that coming.
Yeah,
a classic
exactly.
example of that was Project Faultless. Project Faultless, I detail at some length in the book, Weather Warfare. Can I tell the story briefly?
Yeah, go right ahead. Let me make a comment, though. I think that it's important to understand, and especially because it's the hot one right now, we have the debate. Al Gore set the parameters for the debate on global warming, and now because of dualism, either with us or you're against us, you're with either with us or with the terrorists, this is the way they frame arguments. And so people are debating global warming under the rules that you either love Al Gore and you think he's right, or you think Al Gore's a jerk and he's lying. And it's so much more complicated than that, and it's intentional. It's the same thing with the debate on abortion, or I mean, there's thousands of different debates that are public, and people are constrained. They don't have qualified opinions because they don't have all the facts before them.
Absolutely.
And this is exactly what that is.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I really urge people to get really up to speed on the subject matter, and they can do that largely through your book, because per now, all this stuff, all this squiggly mass of sea creatures and forest animals and everything is up on the table where we can look at them and discuss them and come to qualified opinions on the subject matter. Is there global warming? Is there not global warming? Well, let's get all the facts on the table and then decide.
Right. And as I comment in the book and in my blog, Americans like simple answers regardless of how complex the question is. And
exactly.
So people who are the champions of public opinion, the self-appointed spokes droids for this, that, or the other ismerology, have learned to keep it very, very simple. KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Right.
And so when we get to significant public debate, we get insignificant public debate because the public aren't willing to listen to it, and the spokes droids realize that if they actually try to get real, they just go, people tune them out.
Okay, well, hang tight there, Jerry. We'll tell your story in just a moment. We're coming up on our second break. This is The American Activist, and you're on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back after these messages.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Everybody, you know, it is true, we are really on a collision course with Mother Nature, and I really urge everyone to not get fooled into accepting the us or them argument. And this global warming debate, I hear people talking about it all the time, and they have fallen for it. They believe that you either love Al Gore, and global warming is what it is, it's because of all of our automobile and lawnmower exhaust, or you think Al Gore is stupid and he's lying about global warming. And it's not that simple, and it's a trap. It's to divide us, and we need more information to develop qualified opinions. And that's why we have on the show with us today Jerry E. Smith, author of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. And it's much more complicated than that, and you can get the book, get up to speed, and start educating your fellows about this subject matter. And now, Jerry, we've got just about 4 minutes or so before the bottom of this first hour break, and you wanted to tell a bit of a story. Why don't you go for that right now?
Okay. Project Faultless is a classic example of the ignorance and arrogance of modern science and what happens when you give scientists too much public money. Project Faultless you know, the Nevada test site, the NTS, is about 90 miles from Las Vegas, and it is where most of America's atomic bomb testing has taken place. Roughly 1,000 bombs have been set off at the NTS. A little over 100 were above ground. In the early days of Vegas, Vegas was very small, and the above-ground testing was rather a lark. I mean, people came out to see the bombs go off and drink atomic cocktails and have atomic hairdos. As the after the test ban treaty, they went underground, and at the same time, the bombs kept getting bigger and bigger as the Korean War escalated. And Howard Hughes got rather ticked off with the NTS because they kept breaking his windows and scaring his casino clients. So he went to the Atomic Energy Commission and ordered them to knock it off. Well, you know, when Howard Hughes orders you to knock it off, people listen. And they decided to move the really big testing away from the NTS. And they looked at two possible sites, one an island in the Aleutians and one deep in central Nevada. And so the first test, and as it turned out, only test in central Nevada, detonated the largest atom bomb ever set off inside the continental U.S. And it went, it was emplaced in a borehole and detonated 3,200 feet below the surface of the Nevada desert. Now, it was called faultless because they wanted to put it on a fault to see if they could induce an earthquake. This would, and of course, they assumed, well, humans can't affect anything as big as the Earth, and we couldn't possibly create an earthquake. So this will prove that the site is completely safe and we can use it. And so they dubbed it faultless, thinking that they could that nothing would happen. Well, the when they set off this bomb, the ground rose by 15 feet. Fault lines ripped apart for thousands of feet in either direction along the fault line it was placed on, and the fault on the other side of the valley also ripped and dropped the valley floor by 10 feet.
Faultless.
Yes. And this is I use that as the beginning of the of a section on in the book on earthquakes on demand, in that there is a growing evidence that the military are playing with intentionally creating earthquakes as a weapon of war, and that is explicitly forbidden by a United Nations treaty, which I examine at great length in the book. The treaty is called the Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques, or the ENMOD Treaty. The title of my book, Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Trap Mother Nature, is not so much a summation of what the book is about, but really a cry from the bookshelf to get a reader's attention. Because I don't talk about just the weather. I talk about all manipulation of all the natural forces of the earth, the air, the sea, the land. This is called geophysical warfare. And it's not just the military. There's an awful lot of players in this game. There are corporations involved. There are political parties involved. There are religions involved, and so the title kind of gives you a rough idea of where we're going with it. But it's a whole lot deeper than that.
Well, it is, and it just speaks volumes to our economy, that we've got this oil-based chemicals, pharmaceuticals, drugs economy. And the world is powered by oil, and it's powered by all this other stuff, and these guys have tremendous resources and wealth to throw their weight around and their agenda around. Everybody, we're going to open the phone lines up at the next hour, 800-313-9443. You're on the Republic Broadcasting Network and the American Activist, and we'll be back in just a few moments with Jerry E. Smith.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Once again, we are back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and this is the American Activist, and I'm your host, Don Harkins, and we have with us this morning Jerry E. Smith. If you want to check a little bit deeper into what Jerry E. Smith is all about, you can find him really easily online at jerryesmith.com. He's written several books. The first one that I read, which really made me a fan of his writing style and the subject matter he chooses, is called HARP, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy. And then I read, he wrote a book, I think that was in 2006, wasn't it? The Secrets of the Sacred Lance?
HARP, the Ultimate Weapon of the Conspiracy, came out in 98.
Right.
Secrets of the Holy Lance, The Spear of Destiny and History and Legend came out in 2005. And then Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature came out right in the last few days of 2006.
Yeah, and I think actually if somebody really wants to be a part of the intellectual odyssey that you have been on, all three are very important because they each has its very distinct contribution to our background understanding of what's going on. But fast forwarding to Weather Warfare, it's so
this agenda that we've been referring to throughout the show so far today has been going forward, and these guys have tremendous amounts of resources. They've gotten very, very wealthy off of oil, chemicals, and drugs. They've got major, major influence over the policies of government. The military applications, the military model and necessity has been so, so hyped that it's prioritized to the tune of trillions of dollars worldwide every year, most of it really sponsored by the United States. And we've allowed this to happen. It's putting us on a collision course with the natural world, whether you agree with Al Gore or not. We've got really large problems environmentally throughout the world. And if we're going to stop this, it's going to take us, the people who know better, getting up to speed and being able to change the hearts and minds of people close to us based upon the sound and solid nature of our knowledge. And that's, I think, Jerry, that's your most most amazing contribution to this dialogue and the subject matter, is providing the platform for people to truly understand the agenda behind it and the power that we're going to have to put in motion to stop it.
Well, thank you. There's been sort of I'm sure you've noticed there's been something of an evolution in my writing, in that HAARP is about agendas. HAARP is about who and why, in that the HAARP is about the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, which is an example of atmospheric modification in the post in the era after the are becoming signatory to the NMOD convention. And the first book on HAARP was Angels Don't Play This HAARP by Begich and Manning. And they really nailed what, where, when, how, but they left out who and why. And so I leaped in with a book about who and why, which was about agendas. And then we talked about the agendas such as you're talking about right now. I mean, I had actually just finished writing my first nonfiction book, which is still unpublished, which was all about the agenda. That book was entitled Toppling the Pyramid, A Practical Guide to Overthrowing the New World Order, in which I spend 400 pages examining the agenda and who it is and what they're trying to do and how to handle it. For some reason, I can't find a publisher interested in that book.
it's kind of a hot topic, a little controversial, I suppose.
Yeah. So I actually cannibalized quite a bit of it for the HAARP book, in which I got into specifically those who have looked at HAARP say HAARP may be able to do this, that, and this other thing. Okay, if it can do those things, who would want to do that? And that's what HAARP was about. And then with Secrets of the Holy Lands, I got into one particular segment of the agenda, which is the Fourth Reich, which is fascist side of American politics, and how Operation Paperclip at the end of World War II brought Nazi spy masters and rocket scientists to the U.S., and how they used us like a petri dish to culture themselves. And now we see in the neocon movement a reconstruction of the fascist agenda, masquerading as Pax Americana. And then with the weather warfare, I decided to take a page out of Nick Begich's playbook and not get into speculation, not get into the agendas. So what weather warfare is 400 pages of what I can prove, and of course the subject sounds like a lot of wild conspiracy theories, and so there are a lot of wild theories out there on the internet and in fringe publications and so forth. And what I do is I take the wild stories, the wild theories, and then nail down what is true and what isn't true. And in doing much of this, I discovered there's lots of popular misconceptions. There's lots of people connect the dots wrong. Lots of people make up dots and then try to convince us that their made up dots are true. And so the book was a lot of hard sledding, and I ended up saying a lot of things I really didn't want to say, because I knew that by saying that the zebra is half white and half black in stripes, that the people who think the zebra is all black are going to go, oh, he's part of the conspiracy.
Well, that, you know, that's even, I noticed that a lot. That, again, gets into this trap that people fall into. They believe they have a qualified opinion on something, and then when somebody advances material that is antithetical to or forces them to change the opinion they've already felt they've had well formed, they throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's probably the trite expression that fits the best.
Right, and with global warming, we have now reached it has reached the point where if you're not with Al Gore, you are a global warming denier, and that puts you in with the Holocaust deniers. Sure. You know, so if you're not completely on board with Al Gore and that the world is going to end in 8 years if we don't do something today, then you are a Nazi sympathizer and hate Jews for some completely disrelated reason.
Well, the same thing with 9/11. I happen to be in the vernacular of the dominant media, a 9/11 denier.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, places me in the same category
same category, exactly.
Yeah, it's a trap, and I really, really encourage all of our listeners and them to tell two friends and so on that this is a trap. It's trapping us into accepting arguments to form opinions based upon facts that are not all on the table.
Exactly. A big piece of the global warming argument is carefully leaving out facts that are embarrassing or can't be explained. And there's an awful lot going on in the weather that cannot be explained because mainstream science takes decades to accept new facts. And we are, scientifically speaking, we are still mainstream is in mid 20th century, and from where the official opinion of mainstream science is currently, the actual facts are vastly different. In that the sum total of human knowledge has doubled three or four times since the middle of the last century, and yet the official opinions that are based on the facts are the opinions of the based on the facts from the first half of the 20th century.
No, it's kind of an endless loop of always being caught up short, and in the process too, technology that is available isn't even released or revealed to the public decades later. So
right.
Not only are they really slow on the uptake of new information, they're already well beyond the new information with additional technologies that have piled on, and
right.
things are happening so fast they don't assimilate well.
That reminds me of something that you brought up cell phones at the beginning of this, and we kind of need to work back into that.
Yeah, absolutely.
A part of this technology is the effects of electromagnetic radiation, and the effects of electromagnetic radiation officially is denied. Officially, the IEEE standards say if it does this, it's completely safe. And yet, look at the Telecommunications Act of 1998. The Telecommunications Act of 1998 made it a crime to object to a cell tower in your neighborhood based on health issues because the government had determined there were no health issues. Well, that was based on 1970s science. We are a ways from 70s science. You may know that there were lawsuits throughout the latter half of the 20th century of people getting cancers and leukemias who lived near high-tension power transmission lines. And throughout the latter half of the 20th century, these lawsuits basically went nowhere because it was impossible to establish whether the power lines really did induce cancers or leukemias. However, in 2001, the answer was solved. And the answer is that, how do cells feed? And it had been presumed by science that cells knew to take in nutrients through chemical messengers. And in 2001, they discovered that it was actually electrical messengers. That is to say, cells have pores, and nutrients are rather large, and the cell has to open the pore to take in the nutrient. And the way it works is a blood cell will come along with a nutrient attached and walk up to a body cell and tell the body cell, I have food for you, open up, and then it opens the door. And it had been presumed that the blood cell used a chemical messenger to tell the body cell to open up. But now it turns out that they literally rang the doorbell, that there was an electrical signal. And it turns out that if you are in a high background electrical field, such as underneath a high power tension line, the body cells get the doorbell rang, only there's no blood cell there with a nutrient. And when they open the pore to take in the nutrient they think is there, they take in a toxin out of the bloodstream.
Now, we're definitely headlong into the wireless age. We have about us ambient levels of electromagnetic radiation that no one can hear, see, taste, or smell, and yet its prevalence its presence is omni. It's omnipresent pretty much all
grows,
over the planet.
It grows daily. It grows
it does.
Daily.
In fact, Ingrid, my wife, is going to be with Amy Worthington. Many of you know she's written a lot of chemtrail and depleted uranium and cell phone articles for the Auto Observer. They're going to try to block the sighting of a cell tower right next to an elementary school.
And
I mean,
of course,
can you believe that they
illegal.
Even have to do
that's
that?
Illegal.
Yeah, I know. They could go to jail.
Yeah.
Actually, they're doing it at a...
Thanks to the infinite wisdom of our Congress, they have determined that everything there was needed to know about cell towers was wrapped up in 1972, and the cell tower industry told them it's completely safe, and so they wrote it into law. It's completely safe, and even if science finds it's not safe, it's still safe.
And we're seeing that, too. It doesn't matter how many claims to safety there is. Incidents of brain tumors and all sorts of electromagnetic radiation-related illnesses are escalating incredibly, neurological maldevelopment and all sorts of things as a result of this stuff. So
right, I see we're sneaking up on the next break, and I want to link this to the bees that we were talking about
okay,
earlier.
Please do.
Some British scientists, and this has been on the wire services, the next issue of World Explorer magazine, published by my publishing company, Adventures Unlimited Press, was mailed yesterday with an article on this with a story on this, which is that these British scientists discovered that if you put a cell phone next to a beehive, the bees will not go anywhere near the hive.
Wow.
And what it looks like is if you track where the hive collapse disorder is taking place, those are mostly on the East Coast in high population density areas with high cell phone population density.
Wow. Well, and we're seeing an absence of bees here too. It's real. It's palpable. I mean, you can just look at the dandelions and see the bees that aren't on them.
Yeah,
we're in North Idaho.
Yeah, as you commented, you may still be a little early in the spring for
right.
them to be turning up.
That is a possibility.
You know, if you haven't seen them by another month, you got a problem.
Well, and we have all these flowers. We got all these trees blooming,
uh-huh.
and fruit trees blooming, and they're generally here by now. The hummingbirds showed up on May Day, but it's just it's a little bit slow. So I'm going to hold out hope and everything, but I do see things are changing, and we do have an area here that has got cell towers all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And even though it's North Idaho, and maybe even because it's North Idaho, the prevalence of people using cell phones has just jumped through the roof. There's fewer and fewer people with landlines to their house because people are so mobile these days. The younger generation particularly is addicted to the darn things.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we've got this exploding problem.
The younger you get, the younger the child is, the more danger there is. The ear hole allows more of the radiation into the brain. The skull is thinner. The brain is more susceptible to damage. Anybody giving a cell phone to somebody under 18 should be smacked. But, of course, that's objecting to it on health issues, which is contrary to federal law.
Yes, and yeah, you become a criminal if you begin warning people about the health effects of things that the government has already decided is perfectly safe. Boy, what does that sound like?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like the same guys that we were fighting in World War II, Jerry.
And three. By the way, World War III was a draw, and we're now in the first stages of World War IV.
I would have to concur with you on that. And everybody, we are coming up to a break. And we are going to open up the lines for the entirety of the next hour because I really want to get people's feeling on this stuff. I want your input. I would like it to be very relevant to the subject matter. And particularly, I'd like you to ask Jerry questions because I can safely say that as a layman, he is the reigning authority on this subject matter. And I honor you for that, Jerry. So we'll be back in just a few moments. This is the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you're on The American Activist.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Segment right before the top of the hour break, and I'm really actually very excited to get to the the next hour. We've got John from Tennessee, who's a beekeeper, on the line. John, just be patient, and we'll pick you up right after the top of the hour break. And in the meantime, Jerry, I think we've established that the wireless age is upon us, and the amount of you don't hear it, see it, taste it, or smell it, electromagnetic radiation ambient in our living environment is increasing by day, and that's a set of circumstances that is unprecedented in history, and there's no way we can know the outcome scientifically. All we can do is just watch and wait and see how things unfold. But then there's another aspect of this thing, too, that is covered quite well in your book, and that is the various attempts that these madmen are making, allegedly, to reflect the sun's rays to minimize global warming. So let's get into that as quickly as we can to set up what we're going to begin discussing again through the callers in the next hour.
Oh, great. You give me 2 minutes to discuss 100 pages out of the book.
One, two, three, go.
let me ignore your setup and go back to what you were saying. The situation vis-a-vis electromagnetic radiation, EMR, is very reminiscent of what happened 2,000 years ago when the Romans invented indoor plumbing. You know, today we can't imagine life in the first world without indoor plumbing.
Okay, right.
And yet there was an incredible technological downside to it because they made it out of lead pipes. In fact,
right.
The word plumbing comes from the Latin word for lead. And the lead pipes gave the Roman intelligentsia lead poisoning. Rome went mad because of their newfangled technology, which it took a couple of thousand years to work out the bugs so that we could have indoor plumbing and not go crazy from it. And this is very much, I believe, a parallel to where we are with electromagnetic radiation. We are using electronics and radio and a whole bunch of stuff, which it may be a couple of thousand years before we figure out the bugs and why our civilization went tango uniform because of it.
No, I think that is quite obvious where we're at. We're going headlong into something, and I think that commonsensically we can see and feel and understand the likelihood that there's going to be severe physiological and environmental and neurological implications for what we're doing. But the machinery is going forward. There's apparently no way to stop it, and all we can do is just watch and wait and suffer. And I really reject that notion. I believe that we're a lot more powerful than that. We're also co-creators in all of this. We've allowed it to get this far, and it's going to be up to us to minimize the use of our wireless toys and starve the industry, I guess, out of this business. I don't know what else to say. So, Jerry, we're going to be coming back, and we're going to have John in Tennessee, a beekeeper, come on the line and tell us about his experiences. Everybody, stick around. This is going to be a very exciting next hour. We'll be back in a moment.